Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everyone today. Hello, everyone today. We are live once again on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio show, live from St. Louis, Missouri. We have the group Grace Justified from Arkansas today. How are you doing today? We have Jessica Wiley on the phone today. Jessica, how are you doing today? She's representing the group Grace Justified. How are you doing today,
Jessica? I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine today. I'm doing just fine. Everyone, we have Grace Justified and from Arkansas. They are, if I'm not mistaken, they blend contemporary music. And in 2014, they ministered in songs at the 107th Kajik National Holy Convention. So today, without going any further, like I said, welcome to the show, Jessica Wiley, and good to have you here today. And how you were doing today? So could you tell me some new things that you're working on today, Jessica? Some new things that the group Grace Justified is working on today?
Yes, we are very excited. We have new music coming out, and it's coming out just at the right time. Actually, on March 31st, we celebrated 5 years as a group, Grace Justified. We've actually been singing longer than that in our local church, but as a group, plus the founding members, plus a few others, we have been celebrating 5 years in our music ministry. And so to celebrate that, we're going to do a live recording for our new project called Release. And that will be held on August the 4th here in Conway, Arkansas, on the campus at Hendricks College. And
okay.
In that time, expect brand new music, music you have never heard before. We have also revamped some of our old music, so you will be in for a fantastic treat.
Okay. Okay, one day you heard Jessica. She said they have a new release, and it's called Release. And when can they expect that to come out, Jessica?
It'll be in August of this year, 2018. For our Arkansas listeners, it'll be on the campus at Hendricks College. It is a free, F-R-E-E, free event where you can come out and celebrate with us. You'll get to hear our CD, and we will also be giving back to the community on that day. We will be sponsoring with some local churches, Grace Point, giving away backpacks to the children. So it'll be a wonderful, wonderful event for all to attend.
Okay, and that's everyone you listening in Arkansas. Get ready to attend this event. If you listen,
yes, so Conway,
Arkansas,
Little Rock, North Little Rock, Searcy, Jacksonville, all those surrounding areas in Conway, Little Rock area.
Hey,
okay,
this is Laura. I'm here.
Hello, hello, this is Laura.
Hello, how are y'all?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Laura. How you doing?
Yes, this is Laura. I just clicked on. Yes.
Okay. Nice to call in, Laura. Nice to hear from you. And this is the second time the group has appeared on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Grace Justified today. So you okay today, Laura? How you doing?
I am doing excellent. How are you?
Okay. I'm receiving just a little feedback. I don't know who, if there's anything around anyone on the line, if it's so, could you please turn it down or whatever it is. Okay, but we'll go ahead on, Laura. Like I say, Laura, you represent the group. You represent this group, Grace Justified. Is that correct?
I am the founder and the CEO of Grace Justified.
Okay. Now we had Jessica. Jessica, she's on the line too. Jessica Wiley, and
yes,
she was just telling us some good things. The group has coming up in Arkansas, Conway, Arkansas. If I'm correct, and I would like you as well to tell us about the new things. And the songs, they have a new release coming out. The new release coming out is called Release. And there's more songs that the group Justify has already, produced. Could you tell the people about those songs, maybe where they can get those songs? Maybe they can become more familiar with the group Grace Justified. Could you tell us about the songs already released and where maybe they can go get them from?
I bring you greetings from Conway, Arkansas. We are Grace Justified. I don't know what Jessica has already shared, but we do have a full project coming out in August the 4th to be exact. We're having a live concert, and our new project is entitled Release. On Release, there will be 12 different songs that will be displayed throughout that project. We are very excited. This is our first project. We just celebrated 5 years in the ministry on March the 31st. So we are excited. This is an anointed group of young and old people that represent God, and just not only when we sing, but in our daily walk as we go throughout the community. We are excited about what's about to happen, and we want you guys to get like us on Facebook, follow us. The first 250 people that like us and share our information will get a copy of our first single project when it's released on August the 4th.
Okay. Okay. It'll be released on August the 4th. And the first one on Facebook will get a free copy. Is that correct?
The first 250. And share our information.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing. I got. If there is it, once again, before I proceed any further, I'm hearing some talking in the background, like a TV or radio. I'm just picking up that static, and it's leaving now. It's leaving now. So everyone. Like I said, we're live with Grace Justified from Arkansas. The group, their tenants. Tell us about what the group attended when they came to this St. Louis, Missouri. The group traveled to St. Louis, Missouri, and performed in St. Louis, Missouri. Could you tell us about that, please?
Yes, in 2013 and 2014, we had an opportunity to sing at the Church of God in Christ National Convocation. We are coaching. We attend Zion Super Church of God in Christ, where our pastor is the bishop of the second jurisdiction of Arkansas. So we had an opportunity to go and minister there. We got a chance to be on with the Clark sisters, Mama Sue. We got a chance to see Donnie McClark and Wes Morgan. It's just something that our denomination does every year in November. And because they love Grace Justified so much and support us, we had an opportunity to go there and minister.
Wonderful. Now, last time the group appeared on my show, I had that whole group, and they all introduced themselves. But, you know, that was on Sunday, and this is held through the week. So I can understand why everyone would be there. But could you list me the members of that group and how many members are in that group?
Yes, I can. Our motto now is called New Face, New Sound, New Music. And I still have my same crew that was there the last time. Everybody is working and doing different things now. It's Jessica Wiley. I think she's on the line. She sings alto. She's my right-hand person. Whatever I need, I know that she can do. Like today, she chimed in and did the interview. I also have my mother. Mama Grace is what she's called, Mama Grace, Dorothy Carter. She leads my story. My story has been revamped and reprised, and I can't wait for y'all to hear the new rendition of that new song. I also have Audrey Bourne. She sings tenor and alto. I have Norvell Thomas. He sings tenor. I also have Chelsea. She sings soprano. Our musicians consist of Calvin Johnson. He's the CEO and founder plays just about also. He plays the keys and the organ. I have Emmanuel Welch. He's our drummer, MD. He does all of our booking and promotion, marketing. I also have a bass player named Adrian Sheck. We call him AD for short. And we are so excited about what God is doing for Grace Justified.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's wonderful. That's very wonderful. Now, the type of music, it's a type of music that Grace Justified sing, if I'm correct. Is this slightly contemporary, contemporary gospel music? Am I correct?
We are traditional contemporary gospel music.
Okay. Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Everyone, if you just tuned in today, I have the group Grace Justified, Arkansas. We live on our Laboratory Gospel Radio Show today. We have Jessica Wiley. We have Laura Thomas. Laura. She's a planner. She plans everything for Grace Justified, and like I said, some members were not here today. Jessica, you actually sing, right?
Yes, I sing. I have been recruited to sing soprano as well, and so I do a lot of the background things on the back scene as well. So I'm excited I got a chance to be here and be on this interview. It is so much that has taken place. You know, we have been through so much, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I am so proud that, you know, God is our foundation, and we are some prayerful, we are some singing people, we believe in the Holy Ghost, and that's what we sing about. We live what we sing about. So I am so glad that our original members are still here. We have some that came on later, but we gel and we mesh so well that we can just continue on and do God's work. And I'm excited about the release that's happening in August. We are working very, very, very hard to get this music together, so you and the audience will be in for a treat this August.
Okay. And we cannot say it enough. It's best to plan ahead. And we've said it. We've said it a couple of times, but we got to keep it in their heads. So we'll say it once again, because my episodes play over and over. If they don't play a Blog Talk Radio, they play Twitter, Facebook. Now, even though we say it again, let's tell the audience the new release. They have a new release coming out, and it is called Released. And even though we've already said it, we want the people to know once again that date is coming out. Give us a date that is coming out again.
August the 4th.
August the 4th.
And if they happen to forget, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. If you just Google Grace Justified, we have several social media outlets that people can look. Please like us, follow us, and just keep track of where we're about to go, because we're only going to go higher from here.
Okay. Okay, now I want to ask. Okay, now we have Jessica is the group manager. And no. Laura is. Now, Laura, do you sing? Have you ever sang at any point in your life?
I am the lead singer. I write all of our material as well.
I'll sing and write. Something like what I do. But
yes.
I can't sing. I write. Now, I want to ask you this. Yeah, I can't sing. I can't sing at all. But when you guys were little, I want to know how it all began. Because it didn't just begin. You know, when you were little, were you in a talent show? When you was young, did somebody just everyone? I know when you call in, you know, I picked up feedback and I picked it up off TV, radio, or someone talking. I'm picking up a little now. So if anyone got a TV, any type of radio on, please turn it down because I'm getting in my audio. Okay, now, okay, so let's go back. Did it all start out in talent shows? How did this passion begin? How did it all begin with the singing when you started when it was young? Either one of you can answer. How did it all begin with singing with Grace Justified when you was young? How did it start?
Well, I've been singing since the age of three at the same church that I attend now, Zion Temple Church of God in Christ. I was the praise and worship director and choir director for the church for over 10, 15 years. I had a vision to step out and record, and the members that was on the praise team is who I selected to join me in stepping out and doing this vision, and we've just been together ever since. We've been not only as Grace Justified, but we sing as the praise team as our church.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. That's a passion. Now there's another, someone else calling in. You are a member of Grace Justified. I see you on my call list. The caller that just called in, are you a member of the Grace Justified group?
Yes, sir. My name is Emmanuel Welch. I am the drummer and the MP for Grace Justified.
Okay, and I'm sorry, and I do apologize for that, but I get to speak up just a little, and I don't know what reason I still got that talking in my background. I don't know what that is. I'm picking up from a radio, or TV, or something. But go ahead. You say you the drummer for Grace Justified, and what's your name again?
Yes, sir. I'm the drummer for Grace Justified, MD. My name is Emmanuel Welch.
Okay. Oh, you're a drummer. See, my son, he plays the drum. And he won't do nothing like tell him, but he plays the drum. So, I mean, that's he won't do nothing like tell him, but he wants money. But I love my son. He plays like that. I'm just cracking jokes. But I love my son. But he plays the drum too. He plays the drum, and he does it well. He plays for churches, you know, and I'm proud of him, you know. But yeah, so how long have you been playing the drums?
I've been playing the drums for over 20 years. To be exact, it'll probably be maybe about 27 or 28 years now.
28 years playing the drum. How long have you played for the group Grace Justified?
I've started playing for them back in, I believe, in May of last year, so it'd be probably a year this month or next month.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful talent. Can you sing as well too?
No, sir.
No, sir. So you like me? I can't sing. You don't see everybody got. See, God gives everybody different talents. You see, He gives everybody talent, you know, and I was talking about that today with a young lady. God give you talents, and don't let I'm not referring to anyone in your group. I'm just referring to as a whole. We got to use our talents God gave us, because if you don't, He'll take them away from us. See, now God told me that a long time ago. See, He gave each one of the talents. Everybody don't have the same talent, you know, but you know. You a gospel group, Grace Justified, Conway, Arkansas, and a very well put together group. A very well dressed well. And when I show people your pictures, they say, well, they dress really well. I said, yeah, they dress really well. And this is the second time on my show. And I love having a wonderful time every time Grace Justified come on the show. Now. We're down. Well, we have 10 minutes remaining, and here's my sister. She's calling in. Hello, Annette. Hello, Annette. Tones, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right today. How are you doing?
I was waiting on you. I know you always call. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
Annette, she was just calling in. We have Grace Justified group. We don't have that whole group, but we have about three of them. See, this is in the weekdays, and they're working. But I'm proud to thank God that we have what we have. See, when God bless you, you got to be thankful, because He won't bless you no more. See, look how long
right.
he made the people. He didn't make them suffer. He made himself suffer. See, Moses was trying to deliver them, you know, out of bondage. God gave them what
yeah.
they wanted. They complained. They was not even supposed to be in bondage as long as they was, but they stayed in bondage long enough for complaining and being ungrateful. God gave them food. He gave them what they wanted. And made God, see, the people don't think that God will get angry, but he will. See, he made you in his likeness. So you know
yeah.
what he don't like. Whatever
yeah.
you don't like, he don't like. So he made you in his image. See, you see
yeah.
what I'm saying? Is whatever. I don't care if he get you down. Well, you better be grateful because these people don't know. See, and I had a pastor always used to say, you fall into the hand, you don't want to fall into the hand of an angry God. And people say, well, God won't get angry.
Well,
he may not get angry. He will get angry. You know, but see, now we'll go back on track here, and then you just called in late. I feel you, and we got a Grace Justified. We got the drama. We got two of the members singing online, and I know that
okay.
you didn't hear anything that they said because you just called in. But is there anything that you would like to maybe ask them at this time? Go ahead, Annette.
Well, I would just like to ask them how did they get their group started, and you know, what are their goals? And yeah, that's what I would like to ask.
Okay.
I'm going to let Jessica answer that one. Jessica.
Okay. So actually, 5 years ago, March 31st, is how we kind of got our start, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Laura had the vision to form this group, and we're actually, most of the members are from the same church, Zion Temple Church of God in Christ, and we sang,
okay.
we still sing, on our local praise team. And we have, I guess you say recruited or other members have joined us the past
mm-hmm.
few years. And we just have this relationship, like brothers and sisters in Christ should. You know, we love each other, although we may have our differences or disagreements. But at the end of the day,
yeah.
our ultimate goal is to win souls for Christ, and we do that through our ministry. What we sing
mm-hmm.
about is what we live about. And so we
okay.
just want to bring more people to Christ. We have our new project that's coming out in August, on August the 4th, called Release.
Mm-hmm.
It has brand
okay.
new music. We are having a live event here in Conway at Hendrick College. If you want more information, please get the word out. We are on Facebook as Grace
mm-hmm.
Justified, Instagram, Twitter. But we're all
okay.
about... We're all about giving back to the community, and we're all about some Holy Ghost-filled singing. Like Laura said earlier, we have young and seasoned members in our group, and we just love to be around each other. We can be silly at times, but we're all so serious, especially when it comes to God doing God's work. So
okay.
anything else you want to add to something I missed?
Well, you got it right. You explained everything, and I'm looking forward to you know, getting the material and listening to you all perform.
Yes,
yep.
Last but not least, we do on our release of August the 4th. If you go on
mm-hmm.
our page and like it and then share it, you will get a free copy of the project sent to you.
Oh.
What is that page? If they go to your page and now everyone listens, go to that.
Yes,
that
go to
page.
The Grace Justified page. Grace Justified page. You can get us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
or you can just Google us. If you Google Grace Justified,
okay.
it'll connect you with us also.
Okay.
They get a free copy.
Good.
They get a free copy of that new release. Is that right? They get a free copy of that new release.
Yes, they get a free copy of the release. It does not come out until August the 4th, but after that
okay.
day that it's released, you will receive one in your mail.
Okay, thanks.
Right, and that, you know, my son, well, your nephew, he plays the drum. I was just, they got a drum on the line, and they got a drum. What's it? Okay, back to the drummer. Some people just called in. What's your name again? So they'll know. I already know.
My name is Emmanuel Welch.
Yeah. See, so you have Emmanuel. You say Welch?
Welch.
And,
like Welch's great.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Understand clearly now. Welch is Welch. Okay, we have Emmanuel Welch, and he has the same talent my son had. You know, my son grew up in church playing drums, and I have laughed about my son. I said he don't do nothing like telling him, but he know how to play them drums. He can play them drums.
Okay.
You know, and yeah, he won't do nothing like telling him that. But you know, but he can play them drums. But I did tell I love my son. I did say that I love my son, you know. We all got to grow up. I'm still growing up. You know, God. You know, God used me. You know, He's not using a perfect man. You know, but I'm not the worst man. You know, my co-host Divine Love, he passed away. I used to tell people on my show, I'm not the perfect man. He made me repeat over and over. He said, "What you say?" I said, "I'm not a perfect man." He said, "Say it again." He said, "I am somebody." He made me say it over and over. I am somebody.
Okay.
You know, yeah, because I told him I was not perfect. You know, he said, "What you say?" So he didn't like that, you know. But see, God use anybody. God don't have a certain person to use, you see. So I don't have a certain person. You see, he used Moses, see, to lead the people
out
of bondage. And Moses thought that he was not good enough. But he was good enough for God. You see?
Yes.
Don't think that you're not good enough for God. No. See. Hey, I want you to know that God loves you. He made it. Ain't love you, and don't never think this world is in the last days. Not loose. See, no man know the day, the time, nor the hour, nor the Father himself. See, loose.
Mm-hmm.
And he loose every second, cause he don't know when this world will end, but he knows it will be soon. But no man knows the day, the time, the hour.
No man knows.
Only the Father himself. And I'm gonna say this here. Never think that you're not good enough for God. Never think that. Now we got 2 minutes, 44 seconds. Thank you, Annette, for calling in. And with these last two. Go ahead. Yeah, right. See, that's my sister, Annette. She calls in and she helps me out. And she helps me out because I lost my co-host. You know, and we got 2 minutes, 27 seconds. Thanks, Annette. We'll go back to the group, and they will tell us some last minute information that they would like. Everyone, Grace Justified on the Authority Tune Gospel Radio Show. We have 2:14 left. We'll go back to any one of your members if you want to add anything else to the group in these last 2 minutes. You go ahead this time, Grace Justified.
We just want to say thank you for the opportunity to let us interview on your radio show. We are a excited group that's excited about what's about to take place, about a project that's coming out in August. We ask each one of you to get on Facebook or get on the internet and friend us, like us. We will communicate with you. Whatever we can do to assist in the future, please reach out to us, and God bless all.
God bless you. Thanks.
Anyone else from Grace Justify? Anyone else? We got 90 seconds. Anyone else from Grace Justify?
I would just like to say, when you're talking about sitting down in your ministry, do not let God take your ministry away. I almost sat down on mine, and if I would have sat down on mine, I would not be a part of Grace Justified. So let God use you to your fullest potential, and we as Grace Justified, we love you all, and we would love for you to like and share and spread our music along with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Where's the drama? Where's the drama? We got a few seconds left. Where's the drama? Thank you for coming on, Grace Justified, and the drama.
Yes, sir. Again, to reiterate what everybody's already said, we'd like to thank you guys for having us on your interview, and we ask that everyone please support us in our ministry. If there's anyone out there that would like to have us to come to any of your functions, please reach out to us and let us know. We'll be happy to come to you and minister and just let God have his way in everyone's lives. And again, thank you and God bless everybody.
God bless you.
Okay.
Bless you, Al.
God bless you. Right. And everyone in our Thank you, Annette, for helping me out, and thank you.
Thank you.
10 seconds, everyone, we were live on the Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. We had Grace testify. Thank you, everyone, for coming on the show. And I want you to know, God don't have a certain person to use. He uses anybody. Have a good day, and God bless you.
God bless you.
You too. Yeah. Thank you.
Bless you.